For North State Public Radio News, I'm Sarah Bohannon. When you're fleeing for your life, you don't bring much, if anything, with you. That's the case for many who have evacuated the campfire that's devastated the city of Paradise in Butte County. Reporter Risa Johnson from the Enterprise Record in Chico has put together a list of where campfire evacuees can obtain essentials like medications, health care, and mail. I talked with her by phone this morning. Thanks so much for joining me, Risa.
Sure, no problem.
So you've compiled a very comprehensive list of where campfire evacuees can get things like medications, healthcare, and other supplies. What should people who have evacuated and left their medications behind do to get those prescriptions refilled?
Well, the first thing would be, if their doctor's office is still operational, of course they could go there. But if that's not possible, then I was told yesterday by Butte County PIO Callie Lutz that they should try to go to their pharmacy if it's within a chain. Like, say they went to Rite Aid in Paradise, they could try to go to the Rite Aid in Oroville or Chico, and that their prescription should be on file there. And she recommended calling the pharmacy ahead of time to see if they could just show up, and if they have, the actual medication that they need filled, that'd be good to bring, or an empty bottle that might help.
And what about non-emergency medical care? I know that unless it's an emergency, people are being advised to not go to the emergency room or really Enloe Medical Center. So where can they go to get help with non-emergency injuries or health issues?
If they are at an evacuation center, the evacuation centers that are organized by the county, there should be public health nurses on site there that can help people out. There's also this app that is offering free virtual care for a limited time through November 18th as of right now. It's a website called Live Health Online. There's also a mobile app for it. People can just download that, create an account, and then at the top of the app, they'll see a button that says Help for Wildfires, and it looks to be pretty simple from there.
And then what about mail? I know that's another essential for those who have evacuated. They're currently without that. Do you know what post offices are currently closed? And then how can evacuees receive their mail?
Yeah, the latest we've heard from the Postal Service is that Paradise Post Office is down. Other ones that have closed include in Sterling City, Magalia, and Forest Ranch. Customers from those offices are being directed to go to the Chico Post Office that's downtown. It's at 141 West 5th Street, and it's open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. And the Durham and Oroville Post Offices were still open as of yesterday.
And in your article, you also talked about locating loved ones. I know a lot of people are still missing. What should people do if they are looking for someone?
Yeah, the first thing that they should do is go to the Red Cross website. It's called safeandwell.org, and they can search for people on there. Evacuees are being strongly encouraged to register themselves on that website. So that's the first thing to do. And then if at this point you still haven't been able to get in touch with a loved one and they're not registered on there, then at that point you'd want to call the sheriff's office and request a welfare check. And that number is 538-7322.
And then is there anything else that you wanted to add about what you've seen while reporting on this fire?
I would just say that I'm just really proud to be a part of this community. I've seen a lot of people helping each other out, and people who have received, a small amount of assistance or, have been so grateful. I'm just proud to be a part of this community.
Well, thank you for joining me this morning, Risa.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That was reporter Risa Johnson of the Enterprise Record in Chico. Risa has put together a list of where campfire evacuees can obtain essentials like medications, health care, and mail. You can get that story at chicoer.com. We'll also have a link to it and this interview at mynspr.org. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.